Blog Talk Radio.
What up, everybody? This is Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu. What's up? How y'all doing, y'all? How everybody doing? Remember that song back in the days? By Black Box? Everybody. Pop song. So what's going on, Red? How you doing?
I'm good. Just maintaining, trying to manage this sinus thing again. Every year this happens to me. Yeah, every year around this time, around like the end of August going into the fall, it gets to me all the time.
I gotcha. Well, once again, what's up, everybody? Big Red and Brother B, another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good? Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. Last week, I just had a rough week. Real emotion. I mean, besides work, it was just draining. But, you know, emotionally, a woman who has been, because, you know, when you and somebody grow up together, it's like their mom is your mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And especially, you know, since, you know, I lost my mom a long time ago. It's like, you know, she came in and, you know, she didn't fill in the gap, but, you know, she was there, and
right.
I respected her as such. And, I just found out that she had stage 4 cancer.
Mm.
And, man, I was partially out for lunch, man. You know what I'm saying? I really, you know, I just really didn't know how to process it. Still don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And really, I'm be honest with you. I really just don't feel like processing it, even though eventually I have to. But you know, man, she's just been an intricate part of you know, it's like, you know, there's people who don't have to be there every day, but yet you know they're there.
Right,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, everything is just keep, you know, you just keep it pushing. But, yeah, man, like I said, it was just really draining on me. And just to have a whole bunch of other crap go on. But that, like, took the cake, so on.
Right. That's nothing, you know, it's just that, you know, cancer is just like, it's a horrible thing.
Yeah, man, I'm just like, yo, I, you know, out of left field, you know what I'm saying? It's not like it was a major warning.
Mm.
It was just like, boom, and then all of a sudden the decline, and I'm just like, yo, I'm not ready, you know, really not ready.
Right.
But
yeah.
Who really ever is ready, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah, man, I mean, peace to everybody that's going through it, you know, going through something, whether it's that or something else, man. I mean, you got to try to find some inner strength and some positivity from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yep.
You just got to keep it moving in a positive
and
direction.
And stay, you know, keep around, you know, people that are going to keep you positive, you know,
exactly.
As well, and keep your spirits up because, you know, like I said, that's it's a rough thing, and it's like it's so, you know, it's like it's so, you know, rampant now. Like, it, you know, it's just like, you know, every time you turn around, someone, you know, you know somebody or somebody that got cancer. It's like, you know, we don't know where or how. It's like we don't know if the foods that we're eating, the air we breathing, it could be anything now, you know?
Yeah, you know, it's like a big-ass mystery. Like, what causes it? Why is it being caused? Like, why is it happening? Like, how does it just come out of nowhere? You know, I mean, it's crazy. Some people can eat healthy all their lives and something still happen, you know.
Right.
You know, it is what it is, man. I mean,
yeah.
I guess sometimes there's just no rhyme or reason for it, you know. But I just want to say, you know, big shout out to her, man, and, you know, to the rest of the family. Just everybody got to hold their head. I'm trying to hold minds, you know.
Definitely.
But, you know, we've had some, you know, crazy stuff going on. Like, you know, when I get into my work zone, I really already don't really watch TV. But, you know, sometimes I may be in my travels and I may see the front page of a newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
And
they
today, yeah, I'm surprised, right?
Yeah,
of course, they got to make something to twist the narrative, you know, to the people. I saw something about a synagogue shooting. I really didn't read up on it.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm like, yo, man. When, you know what? We just might as well kind of get into the prelude of next week's show because next week's show is going to be heavy. A lot of people may not like it, but I really don't care. But, yo, all of these shootings, these mass shootings, and I'm sorry to throw this up there, but then again, the other part of me isn't. Yo, what's up with some of you white cats, man? Like, what the hell is going on? Like, you know, it's funny how a lot of people want to be putting stuff on Hispanics, the Mexicans, the blacks, and, you know, other stuff, other people. But, yo, what's good? You go in a synagogue and you shoot up? Like, you actually go in somebody's holy place, you know, their holy sanctuary and kill?
Mm-hmm. Right, and then be the first one talking about, oh, we're not violent. Oh, we're not the ones that's violent. It's them. They're violent. Oh, look at them. They're violent. Well, look what you're doing. Look what you're doing. How can you call us violent? Look what you're doing.
Yo, haven't we had enough? But you know what? I'm sorry. What goes around comes around. You reap what you sow. This country was founded in violence. And it will continue and end in violence, whenever that is. But this is what it is. Because
mm-hmm.
that right there, like I said, I didn't fully read the story, and I don't know if I even want to. Because I don't want to read about somebody and their bullshit reason to just kill people, to kill innocent people. There's no reason. I don't think I even want to read the story. You know, maybe Hot Rod and the gang will do it tomorrow night on Absolute Truth, but I don't really want to hear it at all. I don't want to read it. I don't want to be bothered with it because there's no excuse for anyone to do something so heinous. From Dylann Roof doing the church shooting, and then this right here.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's like it gets to the point where, once again, it's like we're being, you know, you get numb to it because you're hearing it so much. And you still have, you know, you still feel for the people that it's happening to. You feel for their families. You know, you feel for, you know, friends and stuff like that. But it's like, it's getting to be to the point where it's like they're doing it, and I think they're doing it to get to that point where people get numb, where it's just like this is a norm. And it shouldn't be. This is not this is not normal. From
no,
that to even the school shooting, this is not normal. When did this become normal? This is not normal.
It never did become normal. It never was normal. It's not normal.
You've never heard of this.
You know what? But Red, look at it like this. It's not normal to us. But it's normal to the Neanderthal. That mentality. Somebody had dropped those two words on me, that whole phrase right there, Neanderthal mentality.
Neanderthal.
And I was like, yes. Because that's what it is nowadays, really.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's always been, but now it's become more prevalent. The Neanderthal way of thinking, because the Neanderthal, I guess, thinks about survival. And didn't we just have, you know, some cats with tiki torches talking about you will not replace us? Listen,
right.
Nobody's trying to replace you, dog.
But how do you
like,
feel
yo,
that survival? I want to know in their mind. How do you feel that survival?
I have no idea. Because
you know what?
Some people feel that when they're threatened, instead of doing the right thing, they do what's right to the world may be wrong to them. So I guess some people either right and a wrong, and they feel it's a threat, so I'm going to go out and just kill somebody.
But I get you being threatened. Now, threatened how? Like, are you being threatened is somebody trying to do physical harm to you.
Oh, no,
that's
no.
That's my
not,
definition
no.
of being threatened.
Well, that's you. But there are people who are just threatened by the mere fact of the presence of other people or somebody else doing well. Some people are just, you know, they're just affected by that. So they have to do something or inflict some type of harm to either instill fear.
Or rather
fear.
To scare somebody, because that's my
exactly.
thing is, to
exactly.
when all of that happened, I think it's more of they're trying to put fear into whoever it is that they think they're being threatened by. That's some type of hallucination type of
oh,
stuff.
God.
Because once again, you going into a church, a school, or a mall, or whatever, a store, killing up a particular people because you don't like them, or you think that they're threatening you, or you think that they're doing something to you. What is that proving? So you're just trying to put fear into people, but guess what? That goes both ways, because guess what? If you're going to put fear into my people, what do you think my people are going to do? Exactly.
But you know what's crazy? Nowadays, some people, like you said, they're becoming numb. So they're not doing anything because there's so much marching you can do. There's so much, you know, praying that you can do. There's so much, you know, like turning the other cheek that you can do. See, that's the problem. We've been turning the cheek, marching, and doing other things for so long and praying that the people who are committing these crimes are just like, shit, let's keep doing it. Because if they're just going to pray and then walk it off,
but that's the thing.
They can walk
this
off,
too. They could keep doing it, but guess what? Eventually, like I said, when you back an animal into a corner, they're going to attack eventually.
Well, that's what the Neanderthals are hoping for. That's what they're hoping for. So they can do whatever it takes. So you can give them a reason to go all out. You see what I'm saying? Give them a reason to wild out. Give them a reason to just be like, oh, let's go. Oh, now we can go in. No, you did this, so this is what we're going to do. Just like if you ever read the story of Black Wall Street. Listen, all it took was just for somebody to be like, oh, they were one of these blackies were looking at or messing with one of our women. So that was your reasoning to go in and destroy a whole town of black people and kill like more than 300. That was your reason. See, it's like somebody making a mistake and spilling a little bit of tee on your shirt, and then you turn around and you just, like, beat him to a bloody pulp. Like, it was a bit excessive. It's a bit excessive. You know what I'm saying? First of all, it was an accident. But some people are just extra like that because they feel they have to make some type of point because, once again, it's the fear factor. And then other people feel that they have the upper hand, so they continue to do what they do. Just like the topic that we're going to get into tonight. Once again, what's up, everybody? This is The Menu on Blog Talk Radio with Big Red and Brother B. Hope everyone is well, and damn it, let's get into it. So, topic for tonight, does your vote still count? Does your vote still count? You want to set it off, Red? Because I'm going to actually look up something that I had saw that I wanted to bring into the conversation. Okay. All right.
Well, I'm hoping, I'll say it like this, excuse me. I'm hoping that it still counts. Because it seemed like for the last, I won't say a couple of years. I'll just say the last election, it didn't seem like it did. And with the election coming up now, once again, just going back a little bit of what we were talking about, it seems like there's some type of I think there's some type of fear being put into everybody. Because they don't want people to get out there and vote. It's like we're trying to encourage, and then, you know, the powers that be don't want some people to get out there and vote. They don't want some states to get out, you know, the people to get out there and vote. They're going to be turning people away. It's like, you know, it's like you're constantly doing this. Why? Why do you constantly do, why is it always an issue when it comes for election time? It seems like every time the time of voting comes around, it's always something.
Of course.
It's always something. It's always a big, you know, something going on that put people in fear of even, you know, going out to vote, or just like you say, questioning, does my vote still count? Like, and especially with these young people, that's the sad part. See, some of us, well, I'll say the older generation and, you know, some of us that are, you know, over 40, hopefully we don't have that mindset. I'm sure there's some out there that still do, but hopefully we don't have that mindset. But, like, these young people, they're definitely, like lurking on them, because they're going to make sure, you know what, oh, some of them got criminal records, oh, they can't vote, oh, some of them is this, oh, we can't let them vote. It's like, and then some of them, once again, they don't care to vote, because they feel just like that. My vote ain't going to count, so you know what I'm going out and voting for. Some people don't want to educate their young adult children on the power of voting. So, you know, they figured, you know, like I said, if you're not educating them or letting them know that, yes, your vote does count, but then you say it and then they're hearing other things and they're thinking, you know, my vote really doesn't count because, you know what, look who we have in office. I went and voted and he still got in. So, I hope it does still count. I hope it does. I mean, the election is what, a week away?
Okay, so, I'm gonna be honest with you. Ever since the whole Bush and Gore thing, I have lost my faith in the voting system. Ever since then, because there was a big discrepancy with Florida, and at that time, Jeb Bush, Bush's brother, was the governor of Florida. Right. And, you know, Gore conceded, even, I think he conceded before they really tallied everything up. And I felt that whole thing was suspect.
Yep.
So I lost, you know what I'm saying? And see, my thing is this. This is why people lose faith in the voting system when you start seeing stuff like that.
Yep.
Because you're basically telling people, listen, you can go out and vote all you want. I'm still going to do what I'm going to do.
Right.
We still going to get it how
yeah.
we. Yeah, this is still going to happen. whether you like it or not. Now, okay, so this is what I was looking for. Black voters ordered off bus Georgia County defense action. So I got to read this. This is from the Washington Post. Louisville, Georgia, a group that encourages African Americans to vote says about 40 black residents of a senior living center in Georgia were told to get off a bus taking them to vote. Now, Jefferson County, which operates the senior center, considered Monday's event political activity. That's not allowed during county-sponsored events. Okay, I'm just going to stop right there. I'm just going to stop right there. I'm not even going to go any further. You know, this is where I say you always have to know the language. Because someone will always try to find some type of loophole or something to be like, oh, well, you're not supposed to be doing this because that's what this is for. Or you're not supposed to be doing that for that because that's what that is for.
Yep.
Listen. You know, I just find it interesting how it was just a bus full of black folk or some old people. Bunch of old people. Because they don't want them to vote.
Exactly.
A couple of months ago, this dude got on the air and said there will be violence if the Republicans, you know, lose control. Now we have somebody going around with the pipe that went around with the pipe bomb thing.
Yep.
And yeah.
Yep. Exactly. That's my whole point. Yep.
Now all of a sudden you got this somebody shooting up a synagogue. I mean, it doesn't have to be related, but I will say this. Once you give a call to violence, some asshole was going to hear it and interpret it as his way to be like, oh, he told me to go out and kill, so I'm going to go kill.
Right. Yep.
Because I don't want to be replaced. Or I don't want to be this. I don't want this to happen. So I'm going to go out and do what I got to do. Because that's what he said for me to do.
Yep. He said there would be violence. So you know what? I'm going to give him that. I'm going to give him what he said. I'm giving him that violence.
And basically, you see, it's Chris crazy. You're not the one committing the act of violence. It's other people that are doing it. But, of course, he knows it. You know, it's basically him to get people to do his dirty work. So with all these pipe bombs and all this stuff that were planted or sent out and stuff like that, this is supposed to instill some type of fear.
Yep.
Fear so that people will be like, well, I ain't going out to do that. I don't want no pipe bomb on my doorstep. Or I don't
right.
want this.
Oh, I don't
want
to go in
that.
There and try to vote. And next thing you know, yeah, of course. Exactly. Exactly. You know, it's...
You know,
that man has sent this country back almost 100 years or 50 years, whatever.
But I think that was the plan.
Oh yeah.
I think that was the plan all along. You know, and as much as you know, some people seem to disagree. It's crazy how they agree. Listen, correct me if I'm wrong. Who hates America more? Other people? Or does it seem like the government itself?
I think the government itself.
Exactly. You know why? You know, in my opinion, you want to know why I think so? Because this is not how it was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, we have to regain, we have to really get control of things.
Right, we got to get back like that, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So we may have to destroy to rebuild. Because like
they don't
I said,
know
I
it's too late for that. It's too late for that.
You know what? It's never too late to rebuild when you always have the option to destroy. as long as the destruction and you, and as long as you don't have a problem with it, people will destroy and use it as a platform to be rebuilt. Some people will use destruction as a reason to be like, hey, we need to reconstruct because we need to build better. So, you know, just tear this down, we'll start all over, and then we'll rebuild it better. We'll rebuild it the way it was supposed to be. Because now that we know that the Negroes are out of chains and all these other people are coming into the country, listen, we need to change this. We need to bring it back.
So let me ask a question. So now who is going to do the rebuilding? Because guess what? They don't like to do nothing. They don't like to build anything or do anything. So who's going to do the rebuilding?
There's always going to be people willing to be of servitude. There's always. So somebody's going to do it. Listen, look at all these black. As much as you know, I can't stand the dude just because I don't like his attitude and, you know, the stuff that comes out of his mouth. Look at all these people that are, you know, are pro-Trump. Black. Look at all the Spanish people, Mexican people. Yo, look at all these people that are pro-Trump. There's always going to be a sheep. There's always going to be sheep. And trust me, the shepherd loves those sheep. Because they can use them. So there's always going to be someone in that position to be used and be flipped. Always.
Unbelievable.
Yes, midterm elections are around the corner. Yes, I mean, a lot of people are just not happy after, you know, this guy, 45, has been in office, stuff with Kavanaugh, stuff with Russia, stuff with the FBI, like all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that are not happy. So there is cause for concern on their part to be like, we can't afford to lose our grip. So
right.
it's just like an abuser. Listen, after you punch your chick in the face, but I love you. And sometimes this love makes me mad. Like, whatever those types of people say and the women say, they use that same thing on everybody.
Right.
It's the Stockholm Syndrome. Some people mm-hmm. just love or find sympathy with their oppressor or the person that, you know, treats them like trash.
But you know what? You know what's so funny?
What's up?
I mean, cut you off. But I'm saying you're absolutely right. I was watching a show the other day that was something similar to which, like, people go with, I guess they go with what they're comfortable with. Like, it was a show I was watching, and the guy was trying to persuade people to vote him in or as, I think, like, some type of community leader. I don't know if it was I forgot what they call, like a councilman or something like that. Now, the councilman that they had already, he wasn't doing nothing for the community. And he's telling them, listen, he's not doing anything for your community. He's not building up. He's not fixing buildings up. He's not doing this. And he's like, well, if I'm trying to run so I can help you. The people were getting mad with him. They was like, oh, you're not going to talk about our councilman. You're not going to this and you're not going to that. They were going off on him. And they started getting up and walking out because he did like a little rally just to get them together so he could say what he was going to do or try to help them with and let them know that, you know, listen, he's not moving you guys forward. They got so upset with him. The people was walking out and everything. And what you're saying is it's like the same thing. It's like, you know, this man is no good for this country. You know he's not any good. But you know what? Y'all are going to keep him there because you're comfortable.
Well, because it was better to them, it was better than a woman, and it was better than the,
right.
a black man.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But then look
like,
what he's
you know
doing.
What?
Like I said, look what he's doing. Like, look at all this venom that he's spitting out, and he's bringing this country down. He's bringing everyone down, the morale, everything.
All right, let's get into real talk, as we always try to do. How do you know that he's bringing the country down? How do you know that he's really dividing us? Like, how do you know? Because in all actuality, if you really think about it, he's representing that portion of this country and of the world that really agrees with him. Listen,
okay,
if keeping white women in the, putting women back in the kitchen and just using them for sex and putting minorities, you know, in their place and keeping them underfoot is what makes America great again, then that's what it is. Because if you looked at some of these old movies, and listen, they tell on themselves, like somebody will sit there and say, where did you get that from? Well, look at some of those damn cowboy movies or some of those old movies with oh, my gosh, Cary Grant or, you know, all these other people. Listen.
What's that man name? John Wayne. John Wayne.
Yeah. Like, all right, prime example. Look at Leave It to Beaver. I remember I used to watch Leave It to Beaver. Did June work?
Nope.
No. She was in the kitchen. She was taking care of the home, and the father went out and worked. And she couldn't say anything because he was the man of the house. He brought home that she didn't have no voice whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. That's why they didn't like I Love Lucy.
Exactly. Oh,
people had a problem. You know, and I didn't know that until I got older, that people had a problem with I Love Lucy because Lucy, remember, women back then wore dresses and skirts and everything. They couldn't wear pants. But she was wearing pants on that show.
Yep. She could have very well brought about could have put the battery in the back for the whole feminist movement.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's women out there that was like, yeah, I'm not going to shout. I'm not going to go quiet. Yeah, Lucy, you know what I'm saying? It's not
right
to say that she did. It's not to say that she did. But what you just said is correct. Like, a lot of people were mad at her because that's not how a woman was supposed to do.
Right.
You weren't supposed to talk
back. Right.
You weren't supposed to wear pants. You weren't supposed to, you know what I'm saying? Mm-mm.
You wasn't be trying
to
dance in the
mind.
Club with Ricky.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to have your own mind.
Yep.
So, you know, part of that is the thing of making America great again. So now you see the situation that happened with Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing just went away. And, of course, she had to take some money. You know, he probably hit off with some money, made a little threat, something like that. You know, something like that went down. And basically, she just sold out the movement. Just like the same chick that took down Bill Cosby, sold out the movement, took some bread, didn't offer anybody else any.
Nope.
But she made her money off the movement, and that was that. Keep it pushing. But this is the whole attitude. That's why... And this is one of the reasons why, you know, even though I will do it, but I don't believe in voting. I have to say it because, you know what, it's a system that can be and has been compromised.
Yep. It has. It has.
It's been compromised. Like, you're right, we could look at when Trump was, why he got elected. Because you had a lot of people that, number one, didn't go out and vote. And number two, didn't all his votes come from the Electoral College? It wasn't all about the popular vote.
Yeah.
See, there's all these little loopholes and these little other things that make, oh, well, if you can't get it on this, you can get it on that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a sandwich. It's like a sandwich. Well, listen, we can put it on pita bread, we can do a panini, we can do a wheat bread, white bread, whatever bread, seven grain. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of choices. You know what I'm saying? What cheese you want? You want provolone, Munster, Swiss, this, that, like feta. Like, you have so many choices. So it's like people just kind of get confused and overwhelmed with the amount of choices and things that they can do, you know, with their freedoms. That's
right.
Why sometimes when they say freedom isn't free, It isn't free, but it does have a price. $58.91. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
Microphone check 1 2 1 2. Check it out. That's fine. I got a whole lot of barking to do. What's up, everybody?
Shit.
How you
doing? Wait. Get the kibble out.
That's right. Get it out. What's going on, Brother B? What's going on, Big Red?
What's up?
Nothing, man. Just doing
it. Yeah, in the midst of all this craziness that's going on now, and I'm not, wait a minute, what am I saying craziness? In the midst of all the hateful acts that's going on, I mean, we've heard about some nasty acts beginning with those Proud Boys attacking people outside that Republican club. And now, you know, we heard about the bombs.
Wait, hold on. I was going to say, wait a minute.
Hold on. What the hell are you talking about? Because this, I told you, I don't really watch the news and stuff like that. So, come on, bring it.
Oh, you didn't know about that? Okay, let me just break it down for you, because I'm about to pull it up right here. Because, people need to know about this. It was, it made some news. I was reading about it in the Southern Poverty Law Center website, and they were talking about it because, you know, since 2017, there has been 954 hate groups registered here in America. And they showing what's been going on. Let's see what else happened. You know, with all these things that's going on, it's just absolutely and unbelievably insane. Here it is.
That's
Let me see. Where is it? Yeah. Let me see. Where is it? That it happened. Where we heard about a lot of anti-Muslim things going on, like, oh yeah, here it is. This happened on October the 18th.
Wow.
And here it is. I'm going to read about it. I'm not going to read a long thing, but this was on October the 18th. They said last Friday, members of the hate group Proud Boys and at least 3 ultra-nationalist skinheads attacked protesters outside the Metropolitan Republic Club in New York City. By the following Monday, the NYPD announced it had enough evidence to charge 9 of them. Even seconds of the footage attack makes it clear why. In one video, an assailant in a group of at least 15 people kicks a person curled in a fetal position yelling the slur for homosexuals. And they said in another, you're going to hear, excuse the language, in another, a man exults, dude, I had one of their fucking heads, and I was just fucking smashing it in the pavement, that son of a bitch. He was a fucking foreigner. Now,
wow.
These are not the words of a movement of normal people trying to live their lives, but that's exactly how Proud Boys leader Gavin McInnes described the hate group he founded in 2016. You hear this? 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And he has even denied that his group has any connection to the racist alt-right, even as its members marched in Charlottesville, Virginia, alongside Richard Spencer, the most prominent alt-right leader.
Wow.
Yeah, that's... it's getting ugly. And now, unfortunately, yesterday we heard what happened, and my heart goes out to Jewish community in the wake of what happened. It's just horrible.
That's great. Oh my God. See?
And now, and this is where the voting, and now to the voting process that you guys are talking about, what's been going on in Georgia, where a bus full of voters, black voters, they're trying to suppress the black vote. And notice, this has been happening since 2012. In 2012, they tried everything to stop black people from voting because the fear was that President Obama was going to be reelected, and he did get reelected.
Well, the fear, the initial fear was, he was going to become president. White people were like, he's going to throw us in chains, just like we did to them. Like, but you're going to let, all the black people out of prison. Blah, 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 blah. Like, like white people really got scared because, the gun sales went through the roof when Obama got elected.
Of course it did.
guns because, you know, people got scared. They tried to say, oh, well, they thought
he was
going to
take our guns away.
Do something with guns. No, it wasn't taking guns. He was getting ready for war. You thought it was going to be a war. You thought Obama was going to let every black person out of jail and your ass was going to get whipped. Listen, don't let your guilt, you know what I'm saying? Don't let your guilt put you in a position, in an uncomfortable position. It is what it is. Because 9 times out of 10, I said it before and I say it again, black people ain't thinking about y'all.
Yep.
Most black people are just thinking about their own situation. They ain't thinking about anybody else. So if you so busy worried about us and what we thinking about and what we doing, you starting something that don't even need to be started.
Exactly.
Because you see, the thing is, you know, their biggest fear is that once that Voting Rights Act was written in 1965, once it went into law in 1965, they got scared because you know why? It changed everything. It changed the whole dynamic because you know what? Those same racists were being voted out the minute they protected the black right to vote, and that's what scared them. Like, oh, damn, we got to put a stop to this. That's why they came up with this voting suppression laws, and that was the thing that they came up with. And now with this election, and this here is a very important election because why you know who your heads of state are. It's for the heads of state, and it's who's going to be controlling the House and the Senate. And whoever wins it, it's going to shape the tone for the 2020 election.
Yep. That's why they're fearing to everybody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're putting so much fear. They're coming up with every fear tactic to scare people away from the polls. But you know what this is? But you know what this is going to cause now? It's going to make people, you know, some people, if they really think rationally, like, hey, wait a minute. They're trying to scare us from the polls. We're not being scared. We're going ahead. We're going to vote, regardless. And that's why it's important to know who your head of state. Yeah,
it's important, K-Dog. It's important, K-Dog. Mm-hmm. But see, you know what the problem is? There's one
people
problem.
Are not paying attention to it.
No, it's that threat of violence.
Exactly.
You see, you see the type of people that don't want the violence are the ones that go out and vote. And if there's a threat, then it's going to be like, you know what, forget it.
I might as well not go.
I don't want no drama.
And that was the thing on the last election.
Because first of all, you're not to cut across, but real quick. All right, so let's say it's your grandmother that was on that bus. Or your grandmother going somewhere and they put a pipe bomb in at a polling place or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say, you ain't going to vote, or it's your mother. Nah, you ain't going to vote.
Right.
Stay your ass in the house.
Yep, exactly.
Yep, and that's the sad part about it, and that's why that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to scare people, and that's why, with all of this going on, look what they did. Look at this week. A man who was pro-Trump, a pro-Trump supporter, went up and sent pipe bombs all over the place to every, and he wasn't targeting Republicans. He targeted every Democratic person.
All Democrats, yep.
Yep, and even Robert De Niro received one. For speaking up against Trump, I'm like, wow, are you serious? And you know what's sad about it is that this man didn't even, you know, condemn the acts that were going on. Instead, he
posted
it and blamed the media. You know what he is? He is fanning the flames. People don't understand. When you light a stick of dynamite, when you take that match or a lighter and you have a stick of dynamite in your hand and you do this, what do you think is going to happen?
But
K-Dog, yeah.
there are people out there that are good with the fanning. There are people there are people out there that are sitting back and they're like, oh, let it burn. Like, let it burn.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, now that we know that, you know, what we have to do to get it going, this is what we're going to do to get it going. Like, yo, I ain't got no problem. Let it burn. Let it burn.
Let it burn. But meanwhile, you're going to be caught in fire, too.
Oh, well, listen. Mm-hmm. Trust me. They going to make sure that they got a plan. They're going to make sure they got a plan, man. And that's the whole thing. Because we don't have a plan. Other people don't have a plan.
Yeah,
because we're not thinking about things like that. We're not being devious. We're not being, you know, we're not out there threatening and stuff like that.
That's what they're banking on. Oh, they're not thinking like how we thinking.
Well,
nope.
Yeah, because you know what? It comes natural to them. It comes natural to them. In the end, that's what they do. People like that, that's what they do. Violence is first nature to them. That's why it's okay to go out. That's why it's okay to go out and shoot some young black kid in the back. That's why it's okay to go out there and beat up, you know, women. That's why some people are just on that. They co-sign that. You can't change that mentality. You know what I'm saying?
And how you gonna call us savages and violent and all that other stuff? How? Like, how? How do you feel?
Easy. Say that?
Easy. Just listen. This is the best way I can put it. The same way you can go out there and tell your kid, oh, we'll be going out there, you know, having all types of sex, this, that, and the third, but yet, shit, look what you doing. Look what you was doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we could do, you know what I'm saying? So we could do that with ease. Anybody could do that. We could talk the talk, but do we really walk it like we talk it? Or talk it like we walk?
Walk it like I talk it. Walk it like I talk it. Oh my God. Yeah, it's just like, it's disgusting. I don't understand. It's like I said, it's like we're being sent back to, you know, to years ago. But you know, they're doing a lot of that. You know, they definitely messing with, like, the southern states. They mess definitely.
Oh, the southern states don't. You know what it is with the southern states? And people don't realize it. It's not going to change because guess what? The South has not changed much.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're right.
You know,
absolutely.
it's in your face racism. And unfortunately, some people have grown complacent to that kind of racism. They don't see it. They're like, oh, well, it's racist. Yeah, because they use that racism in your face.
Yeah, they used to it. They've been living like that all their lives, some of them. They've been living like that with that racism all their lives. So, once again, what was the word you used, Red? Numb.
Numb.
Mm-hmm.
They have become numb to it. So it really doesn't – see, you can be conditioned to become numb to things. And it happens again. You're just like, oh, well, it's just another day.
Right.
And that's what happened. That's what's been happening throughout the years. See, that's one thing, the difference between us and them. And I won't even really get into it because it's not so much a color thing. It is, but then again, it isn't. See, we're some of us are not patient. We want things right now, right away, this, that, and the third. But you do have people out there that are very patient. They can wait months. They can wait years.
Yeah.
They see the vision. So they can say, listen, if it takes 10, 15 years, that's all right. I'm going to see it through. And this has been years of conditioning, years of seasoning, years of training. And it's gotten to the point where you have some people that are just like, well, it didn't happen to me. So, because one of the craziest things is, you know, being a parent, I really don't know how people like Trayvon Martin's parents or Timothy Rice's parents, I don't know how they can actually cope with the person that took their child just walking around.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how, you know, and you know what? That's a part of humanity. The people in us that, you know, care for our kids and care for one another, I don't see how they could do it. Now, trust me, I'm not knocking anybody's hustle. I'm not knocking, you know, them for not, you know, I'm not saying anything. But it's just hard. It's just hard, you know, to grasp.
Right.
And the thing is, after a while, you just have this situation where people just tell you, listen, leave it alone. Listen, don't do this. Listen, don't do that. You know, forget and forgive. Da, 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 da. How? How can you?
Yeah,
how can you? I don't understand.
I feel that because maybe they feel that, and I say to myself sometimes too, like sometimes I think to myself, like, how, you know, how hasn't, you know, why is he still walking around? You know, I'm going to say, why is he still walking around? How
exactly.
is why? But
what's
you know
that?
What? That man could be suffering. He could be suffering. Any of them people that have killed and know they killed for malicious reasons, they're not walking around free as we think that they are. I think, you know, in their mind, believe me, they're suffering. And they're suffering bad. We may not see it, but they're suffering.
And
so maybe keeps them going.
Yeah, and I get it. But like I said, my whole thing is just the fact of it's after a while, it's like I said, it's the conditioning. It's just the thought, the certain things that we're just used to, because it's certain things that we won't do that we need to do to get to another level.
Uh-huh.
But yet, you have people out there that will do whatever it takes to put themselves in a better position. Somebody who will go out there and send pipe bombs.
Exactly.
Just to scare people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Just
like I said, it's nothing.
Voting, because what he did was that he knew he was sending those pipe bombs to. And he targeted mostly, notice the people that he targeted.
Yeah.
All of them were people that were anti-Trump supporters, who were anti-Trump. He targeted all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And see, that's the whole thing, and that's what it really boils down to. That's why I'm like, you know, sometimes we can be a little bit too passive. Just sometimes.
Yeah.
We can be a little bit too passive. Sometimes we thwart our own progression. And nobody said it has to be about violence, because there are others that rush to violence quicker. But when it comes down to this voting thing, don't be intimidated.
No.
Because our ancestors weren't. During the civil rights movement, they weren't. They didn't have cell phones and all that stuff back then. There was times where, and you know, I was watching something, and they said just what I'm saying now, because I'm repeating it. It was like, listen, we didn't have cell phones back then. There was times where if your husband or your son left the house and didn't come back, you know what I'm saying? You don't know if they ran away or they were somewhere in a lake or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Unless a neighbor or somebody else, you know, let you know about it and they've seen it or whatever.
Exactly. But, of course, it's always going to be dangerous times. When you live and sleep with the enemy, it's always going to be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing that, you still have to move forward. You can't
yes,
live
you
in your own house in fear. You can't do it, because then you'll never progress. You'll never go anywhere.
No. Nope.
Because you look at the voting now, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but look at how brave these people were, because you know what? Hey, despite everything, despite the threats that they received, they went out there and they voted. They knew that their lives were in danger.
Yes, they did.
You could look at Representative John Lewis, for example, a survivor. This man's been beaten up several times, but he still went out there. He said he
exactly.
was in the battle.
After a while, somebody will call him a fool, or they will try to attack his family, or something. Something will happen, but you just can't stop. Because if we stopped, then we would have never have gotten to the point that we are now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So we can't afford to be intimidated. Like I saw a little Hot Rod had posted something on Facebook about black people and, you know, voting for Trump and their Trump supporters. And there was one person said, oh, but Donald Trump is not a racist. My thing is this.
Oh, wow.
Wait. If he's not a racist, why are you saying it?
Well, you ain't got to say it. If he's not one, then
if he's not, you know what I'm saying? If he's not a racist, yeah. Because my whole thing is, you don't hear anybody saying, what's the, Pence, oh, Pence is a racist. You don't hear nobody talking about Pence, but he look at him. Something looked wrong. You don't hear nobody was screaming, oh, back then, oh, Dick Cheney's a racist. Or Dick Cheney. They were just calling them bad people, bad politics.
Yep.
Listen, I don't believe Bush was. I don't believe Bush ever was a racist. I just felt that he was more concerned for his people, his state of Texas, and his agenda.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
He wanted to protect his agenda. Even he has no respect for Donald Trump.
You know why? Because he's fucking up the game, son.
Yep.
He's fucking up the game. He's like, yo,
you know
what?
You hit the nail on the goddamn head.
Yep.
He said, this damn fool then outed us. And it's like, yo, we kept
exactly.
it under wraps. My daddy kept it under wraps. Reagan kept it under wraps. Yo, we kept it under wraps for years. And then this
now,
dude just played out and just put everything out there.
Somebody said, who invited him to the party? I told
exactly.
you to keep his ass out. Because he came in there with the bad liquor and everybody... Got screwed up. Everybody getting screwed
yep.
up.
Yep.
He blew up the spot. That's the problem.
Yep.
Trump came through and said, I'm outing everybody, damn it.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
And he gonna say he draining the swamp. Dude, you the swamp master. You the damn swamp master. Listen, if Bush ran, I would vote for him. If he ran again, I would vote for him. I
Hell
trust
yeah.
Bush
Listen,
more than I'd ever trust
at
this,
this
dude.
Point,
and you know why? And you know why? It's not because I feel he's a racist. I just feel he's a loose cannon. I just feel that he's out there saying stuff, and everybody's like, well, Trump said it's okay, then I'm going to do it.
Yeah, he's trying to make
well,
a name
this is someone,
for himself.
Well, this is someone who's fanning, but this was someone from the beginning of his campaign was already fanning the flames of hatred already, because look, who are the first people that he attacked when he first ran?
Mexican.
When he first
Mexican.
He
attacked the Mexican.
He attacked
the
Mexican.
That damn wall.
Yep, and said build a wall. He said that these Mexicans are drug dealers. These Mexicans are rapists. They are gangbangers. I'm like, wow, rapists and gangbangers. Wow, let's take a look at what's going on here in the United States. Let's take a good look at what's going on in the United States. And then after... Then he attacked the Muslims.
States one to no one.
Exactly. He blocked, as a matter of fact, name one president who would stand there and block 7 Muslim countries from coming into the U.S.
Not one, none that I know of.
None of them. Not even Bush. Not even Bush would do something like that. I got to go back
he
to
actually,
Bush because, you know what I'm saying? He had straight beef like, oh, Saddam tried to kill my son of
yep.
Bush tried to kill my dad.
Exactly.
And, yo,
but
exactly.
he
still
tell,
wouldn't
but
do anything
anyone,
like that.
But did he tell anybody from Afghanistan, Iran, Iraq?
Nope.
Syria, would he tell them,
nope.
hey, we don't want you coming here.
Nope.
We don't want you coming here. He banned 7 of them. Libya and Egypt as well. He banned them from coming here saying like this, we don't want you here. And now because of that, you know what Trump did was fan the flames. That's why you have a lot of these groups out there. You know, the days of like the Ku Klux Klan wearing robes and stuff, nuh-uh, they're not wearing robes anymore.
They sit right next to you.
Yep, Starbucks. Yep, yep. They're right at your
job. They're making your coffee. They're making your sandwiches. They right there.
Yep. And you know what? They call themselves now. They have a new name. They call themselves the alt right or ultra conservative. No,
we know exactly what you are.
Exactly.
I wish people would stop making up all these dumbass terms for being bigots, being racist. Like, just stop it. Just listen. Because why? Bigot sound nasty? Racist sound nasty? See what you go say? Oh, I'm alt-right.
Same thing.
Yeah, I'm the alt-right.
Damn racist.
Yeah, my alt-right ass cheek itches. So, what the hell does that mean? What is that?
These were the same people the day after the election. And now back to this voting. Does your vote count? Listen. Ever since the election of 2000, a lot of people lost faith in the voting system. But then after, it is important to get out there and vote. I mean, I understand where people are coming from, But just get out there and vote, because the very same people who are not voting are the same people who get out there and complain when things go wrong in the government. They're like, oh, we're protesting. Like, did you vote? No. Well, oh, well. What are you protesting about? What the hell are you opening your mouth and protesting about? Because Willoughby and Big Red, I'll tell you one thing. In the election of 2016, 46% of Americans decided to stay home during the election. 46%. I could tell you this because why? When I went to vote, along with some of my other friends, they all said the same thing. Hey, Kerwin, do you remember an election of 2008? I'm like, 2008? I have to stand online. 2012, I have to stand online. 2016, I walked in, voted, and walked right back out. Now, what's wrong with that picture?
That's why they're trying to make sure you don't get your ass back to the polls. That's why they're trying to, you know, disable or disenfranchise people when it comes to their whole vote, because they don't want them to go out there and have a voice.
Exactly.
Freedom
and when you
ain't free. Freedom ain't
it's
free.
It's not. Because you know what? Here in America, listen, my thing is this. People got to get out there and do what you got to do.
Well,
you know
yeah,
what?
Of course.
Am I gonna stand there and not vote? And then after that, then I'm going to be the first one complaining, saying, well, oh, this ain't fair, this ain't fair, this ain't fair. Well, guess what? When it came time to stepping up and voting, did you go out there and do what you have to do?
Right.
Well, oh, I don't vote. Oh, well, then you can't say nothing then. And you know what?
Exactly.
Even Trump himself even said it, even laughed at people and said, oh, it's against me. You know, none of them are registered voters. I'm like, wow. And I
well, all right, let me flip it.
Mm-hmm.
So what about the people that do go out there and vote and they still get shafted?
They have a right
vote,
to they
voting is kind of a gamble, because the whole thing
mm-hmm.
is you're going out there to vote with the hopes that the person that you're picking, you know, wins. But if they don't win, what's your consolation prize? Nothing.
Right.
And see,
mm-hmm.
you
don't get nothing.
You know what I'm saying? That's what happened. Yeah, well, see, that's the thing. Nowadays, you know, people are different. People are changing. And their mentalities is like, yo, why should I vote? Why do you think why do you think the popular vote didn't matter? See, the fact that the popular vote didn't matter, it was a slap in the face itself, because that said that the people that did vote, even though Hillary Clinton had the popular vote, it don't matter. Because it's all about these couple of people that make up the Electoral College. So it's already letting you know that we don't care, because there's other people that's going to, you know, they make the difference anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So your vote is just, you know, it is what it is. That's why, you know, some people really, really do feel like, yo, does my vote matter? Is it going to matter? You know, what's the purpose of voting?
Right. And that's the sad part. That's what they're banking on, because they're like, oh, well, you know, they're not going to vote. You know, once again, we're going to put that fear in them, but you know what happened? They're not going to go out and vote anyway. And
well,
I can
see,
say,
now,
especially the younger
that's
generation.
That's what a lot of people are saying. They're like, oh, what?
Well,
you
that's
know what?
Why,
the
that's
younger
why
generation.
They are, that's why do you think the fear is being placed out there? Because they know people are going to go out and vote. They know that.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they're like, oh, snap, these people going out to vote. Oh, no, we got to change. We got to switch this up. Got to switch it up.
Yeah. And this is what happens.
You got to put the fear out there.
But guess what?
Mm-hmm.
With the young people now, you know what they're using?
No.
This is what the young people are using right now to put it out there. They're using social media. They're going on social media. And, of course, they're using the young artists to get out there to inspire people to get out and vote. Like,
okay, but now check this out. Now check
mm-hmm.
this out. Now I get that. But now look at in certain areas, and, of course, we don't always pay attention to the laws that they put on the books, but what about the people who get arrested or go to jail. Because once you're in the system
record.
And you're processed as a crime, yeah, you can't vote anymore.
Yeah, they take away your voting rights. They did that to a lot of people. There was a,
exactly.
I think that was a year, when was that? Years ago, I remember during the 2008 election, there was a state, was it New Jersey, that reinstated, that gave those who had prison records, they gave them the right to vote. And I remember one guy said like this, well, I'm actually going to tell my child how I helped elect the first man of color into the White House. I was like, wow. So they helped them.
And I wonder how much federal funding they got that year.
Yeah, because you know it's always going to be because you know what? I seen something. I don't remember what it was, but they were saying that if – I don't know if it had something to do with some people that have served prison time, but I know they said something about, like, if you get turned away from the polls, you can ask for a I can't think of what it was. It's a paper that you can ask for, and your vote can still be counted that way. So I don't know if they're going to do that for people that have served any time or anything like that.
So, Red, mm-hmm. you're leaving out your house. Yo, I'm going to go to the store and get me, I'm going to go to Dunkin' Donuts, go get me an iced coffee. So you're on your way to Dunkin' Donuts. You go get your iced coffee, and then Dunkin' Donuts is like, oh, we're all out of iced coffee, but we can offer you some tea. And
now
then you're like,
dancing.
Well, exactly. But we got, tea, but wait a minute, this tea kind of tastes like coffee. So you'll try it. We'll give it to you for free. Just try it. Just take it and try it. So you take it and you try it. And even though you don't like it, you took it. You know what I'm saying? But see, it's the extra step that you have to go through. Some people are just going to be like, nah, even though it's free, I don't want it. They don't want to do the extra step. They don't want the extra measure. What?
Exactly.
I can't get my iced coffee, but you offer me something? Nah, I don't want that. Or what? Iced coffee? Well, if I go across the street or go down the block, there's Dunkin' Donuts over there. They got iced coffee? Nah, I don't want to do all that.
That's true.
You see what I'm saying? Some people have just got to the point where it's like, I'm not doing the extra stuff. I'm not taking no extra measures.
They They want that convenience, and they're like, oh, I'm not going to do all this extra stuff just to put my vote in. But, I mean, you may have some people. I'm hoping somebody would take advantage or will take advantage of that if it comes to that.
I mean, I hope so too. But you know, in the same breath, it's like we're stressing the vote, we're stressing this and we're stressing that. But why do we keep voting for people who don't always have our best interest at heart?
And that's
you see
the
what
problem.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But
like,
I told you, it's like being like I don't know if it's just comfort or it's just not for us, but like I don't know if it's like this is what I know, like I know this is what I know, or maybe people have just gotten comfortable with this, or you know I mean it's a number of things it could be, but you know maybe it's just I'm comfortable with this person. But how can you be comfortable with a person like that?
Because it's easy. Like you said before, it's easy, man. Why go the extra step? Listen, nowadays, you have cars with backup cameras.
Right.
Or driver assist. Listen, man, I don't like that stuff, and I don't believe in it because you know what? It starts to take away from the experience of driving. And it makes you dependent on something. See, a lot of people have become dependent, and a lot of people are just they don't want the accountability. They don't want to be bothered with that. They rather put it off on somebody else, or they rather put it off on something else. Well, I don't have to park because I have driver assist. Now, how many people are going to have driver assist and probably stop looking in their mirrors, stop looking at this, even though
they
tell
already
you
doing that.
It doesn't... Exactly. It doesn't replace driving, but still,
exactly.
They're looking for every reason to just take that free ride or not put in the work. You have a lot of people like that. that just don't want to put in the work. They want the free ride. They just don't want to deal with it.
I want a free ride.
Yeah, I want a free
and
ride.
When it comes to,
and that was
and
the
when
thing,
it comes
like,
to the whole voting thing.
Remember? But
what?
Remember this. Do you remember when President Obama was running for office, how many, unfortunately, how many of us were standing there saying like this, oh, yeah, he's going to do something for us. I'm like, listen, again, he's running for the president of the United States. He is not going to be our president. He's going to be the president of the 50 states of the United States of America.
Well, that was the problem. And he wasn't supposed to be. He's just supposed to be the black
exactly.
president. Not the,
and
not,
that's
not,
where
not
everybody
the president.
Got it wrong.
And that's where black people got mad. Because, see, you ever
exactly.
notice you don't do something. You don't. And it was part of a conversation or something that Big Red said a while ago when we talked about the whole nail salon thing. See, some black
yeah.
folk get mad when you don't give them what they want. Oh, you made this tip too long. I ain't paying for this. Or you ready to flip shit over. Or you ready to break shit up. What?
Exactly.
He ain't giving me no new parts. He ain't getting our reparation check.
Right.
He ain't
bro,
doing this. He ain't giving us jobs. Oh, no.
Well,
the
but,
hell
but
with that nigga.
Oh, he protected.
That's what it is.
Oh, he protected the gays and he protected the He protected the Jewish people who gave them things, and he gave the gay people things. I'm like, listen. And I've heard several people say the same thing over and over again. I'm like, look, first up, this man did not represent the hood. He represented the 50 states of the United States of America. Understand that. But some people don't understand that. And you have people who, quote,
black.
Unquote, are supposed
to. He black.
Right.
He black. He's supposed to come first. Black
yep.
come first.
Black come first.
Fuck 49 states.
Wow.
Fuck 50 states. Black come first. That, see, that's the mentality. That's the ignorance. Some of that is the ignorance.
And
anybody
you know what's sad about
quick
it?
To condemn, anybody that's quick to condemn before, you know, encourage, I have issues.
Exactly.
Because the only thing, all you're going to do is always find the negative. So what's your point? I don't even listen to people like that because they have no point.
Well, some people actually say it. And you know what? These are people who are quote-unquote saying, oh, we're professionals, we're this, we're that. But yet, what are you saying? Why are you so mad that, oh, he was supposed to do something for us?
He wasn't supposed to do nothing.
Really?
But do his job for the country.
Exactly.
But a lot of black people, a lot of people internalized it. A lot of Hispanic people, a lot of minorities internalized what Obama did and didn't do for them.
Right.
And it became a problem.
Or it got even worse. And you know what's sad about it? You see it on Facebook. There was even, and I'll say the names, Dr. Tariq Nasheed, Dr. Umar Johnson, they all say, oh, well, he was the white man's president. I'm like, wow, he was for a guy who was the white man's president, white people sure wanted to get him the hell out of office, didn't they?
Yeah, exactly. Because he didn't see, that's the thing. He didn't condemn a lot of things that were being done. Listen, Obama knew when he became president, he had to walk a fine line. Because they know, you listen, that man could have fought it on camera, they would have impeached him.
Mm-hmm.
That man could have dug up his nose. They would have impeached him. Oh, it's a hygiene issue. He shouldn't be allowed, and he shouldn't be doing that. He's disgusting. Oh, no, you know what I'm saying? They would have impeached him. But I remember when he was wearing a beige suit. Oh my gosh, they went ape shit over the beige suit.
Yep. And he was the white man's president, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all we hear. And now with this election, like a lot of people said, people better get the hell out there and vote because, listen, it's going to change. What it is this, is that it's up to the people now. It's in the people's responsibility, and it's your part of your responsibility or your duty. Because you know what? If you choose to stay at home and don't do what you're supposed to be doing, then what do you think is going to happen? You saw it happen before. And you know what? There was even a rapper that said it. She said, yeah, I saw it happen before because she said, I was one of them who stayed at home and said, oh, he ain't going to win. And then after that, then I stayed at home. And guess what? Now we're living in a nightmare.
Yep.
Because once listen, if you don't take charge of your situation, then ain't nothing going to change.
Exactly.
So then you can't be afraid. You can't be afraid. You can't be afraid to go out there and vote. Why? Because somebody put some pipe bombs? Why? Because somebody, listen, please.
Told you to get off the bus and all that other stuff. You can't, no.
Please, listen. Go outside and somebody, oh, you can't come out your house. I bet you you're going to kick ass. Like, I'm coming out my house.
Hells yeah.
So you take the same initiative. If you want things to change, you want things to be different, listen, he can scream there will be violence all day, every day. You ain't saying nothing that black folk ain't used to.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You know what?
So
and he's
so
using
don't
that
nobody
scary
need
tactic.
To get scared about shit. Huh?
And he's using that tactic because you know what? He knows it works. He practically stood there and said like this, well, if we don't win this White House, if we don't win this election, there's going to be violence. I'm like, wow, ain't that something?
And you know what? What's sad, and I hope it never happens, but one day he's going to say something. And then he's going to, and something's going to happen. Somebody is going to hear it the wrong way. I mean, look at the situation with the pipe bomb thing. See, he's cool
mm-hmm.
with that because it's going to work
oh, yeah.
for him. But what about the situation that happens that doesn't work for him? Because eventually something's going to happen, and then those type of people, the white folk, going to get mad and be like, yo, shut your mouth, man. Like, yo, you got people doing stuff, and they coming at us. It was okay when they was going at everybody else, but as soon as the tables get turned, people got problems.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
So that's why I just, like I said, you can't go out there screaming fire in a crowded theater.
Oh, you're right about that.
Well, he think he can. What?
You know what? And he's been getting away with it. That's why he continues to do it. That's why he will continue to do it, because he's been getting away with it. Nobody is curbing mm-hmm. him. Nobody is telling him, oh, you can't do that. Oh, you can't say that. I'm the president of the United States. I say what I want to say. And he's doing
it. Exactly. And he's doing it. And you know what? Because he knows that it works for him. And look at the people. But take a good look at the people that are backing him up, though.
Of course. You know why? Because they need a puppet. See, you got a lot of people out there that are afraid to say what he says. So they need somebody mm-hmm. like him to go out there and say it. So as long as he's saying it, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But they won't say it because they don't have the balls to say it. But Trump does.
Of course.
And that's why they're like, oh, well, I'm going to back him because he's saying what I want to say, but, you know, I'm just too afraid to say it because I don't want people to think a certain way about me. Listen, man, at this stage in the game, it is what it is. All I can say is, go out there and vote, do what you got to do. That's
because you know what, hey, at the end of the day, if you're just going to stay at home and, like I said, stay at home and don't
go play with your feet. Yeah, you're gonna stay home and play with your feet.
Somebody else.
Oh, shit. Yeah, somebody else will see you. Like it don't make no sense.
But I don't know how they can stand to, like, how do they feel about the violence? Like, you see what's going on around you because
mm-hmm.
of, you know, like I said, because of that aura that's being put out there. How do you process that? How do you sit down and just say, you know what? This man is good for America. He's. I'm gonna vote for him, or I'm voting. I want to keep him in there.
And that's the sad part
about
it.
How do they feel about that?
I even heard a religious guy coming up on a religious website saying like this: that he's praying. Oh, this is what America needs. I'm like, wow, this is what America needs.
Wow.
Listen, it's the same type of people. The same type of people that believe that America is great, or was great, when women were in the kitchen and minorities were just, you know, yeah. It's the same. It's the mentality. That's all it is. It's the mentality. Why would I have a problem with what he's saying if I agree with it?
Yeah, but
you know, that's
all right. Agree. I'm not necessarily okay what he's saying, but then it's the action that gets taken out on people, on humans.
Like you mean the violence?
The violence. Everybody, we're human. So then they feel that, okay, that violence being taken out on other people is good, or?
They don't care. They ain't thinking about that. As long as the violence ain't aimed towards them, why should they care? They don't need to care about that.
That's true.
Listen, it's all about the agenda. It's all about the overall, you know what I'm saying? Listen, hey, if a couple of lemons got to go down because I need a couple of lemonades, then so be it. If a couple of people got to go down just so, you know, we can get back to the order of things, then so be it.
That's crazy.
You know what it's called? This is the clean word that they use, the clean version, collateral damage.
Exactly.
It's just collateral damage.
Yep. That's true.
You know, we're so, you know, I'm sorry this had to happen, but, you know, it's collateral damage. It'll be okay. You know, you sacrifice money for the needs of the few.
Yeah, but these are the same people that go crazy over an animal getting tortured, but you don't care about humans?
No. Because in the grand scheme of things, you got animals that are way more important than people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know.
An animal is more loyal. An animal doesn't have an opinion. An animal doesn't have rights. Doesn't need rights. An animal does what you say. And animals live off of instinct. That's why you have some people that can relate to animals, because you know they there's a bond, there's a kinship between them, because they live off instinct.
That's a shame.
And a lot of times their instincts are to kill, and there are people that are cool with that.
There are people that are
cool with that primal instinct. They relate to it.
That's sickening.
It is sickening.
No, but like I said, man, hey, for people listening out there, hey, in November, get out there and do what you got to do. It is your right.
Yep.
Don't just sit around and complain about the problems. Either you're part of the problem or you're part of the solution.
Well, you're going to have a lot of people out there that are just going to be the problem. They don't want to be a part of the solution. Because they want,
and
they're
the same
people,
ones complaining and crying about it later on.
Well, I said, it's norm. These things are norm. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like these things are the norm now. It's like, oh, I'm not going to go out and vote, but you know what? I'm going to sit here and complain when my Medicaid is being taken away, or my grandmother can't get her medication because her Medicare is messed up, or, you know, certain things. They're going to complain about it. But then you didn't do nothing about it when you were supposed to do something about it.
Well, of course.
Exactly.
Because it wasn't important then, but it happened to your grandmother now. So now it's important. It's always important when it hits home. It's always important. It always means something then when it hits home. Any other time is not important. See, that's why I'm like, listen, all it took is one man to come out and just help bring about the issues.
Mm-hmm.
All it took was one man to come out and just bring up the Titanic.
Yep.
And that's exactly what he's doing. And he's proud of that.
Found it.
Yeah, he's proud of it. He's very proud of it. He's very proud
he's
of the
very
fact pr- that he's,
and you know what?
He's divided. Yeah, but see, some people talk about he's dividing us. We're not, it has nothing to do with divide. It's selective, because everybody has selected themselves to be a part of their own clique. their own situation. He's just exposing he's just exposing what it is.
You're right about that.
And you have people that take advantage of it, and they sit there and say, white power, and this, that, and the third. And he's like, oh, those are some very fine people over there. Because he's not going to go against the cause. He's not going to against the grain.
When the majority of them donated are still giving him money.
Exactly. Listen, a charlatan is going to be a charlatan. A crook is going to be a crook no matter where the money is coming from. Because, if the money can be coming from the black community, he's going to take it. Money coming from a white man, he going to take it. Money coming from the devil, he going to take it.
So that's what
take
he's
it.
About.
Don't matter. Exactly. We can all be in our feelings all we want to, but he's staying true to his nature. You can say what you want, but he's staying true to who he is and who his nature and what he's all about. And that's conning the people. But you know what? There's people out there that love
people.
A good con. Yeah, they love that con. They love it. It's like a game show.
They're proud of it. And you know what? They're happy.
Yeah, of course they're happy about it. Of course they're proud of it. That's just, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, that's them. That's who they are. And it's all good. It's all good, man. It's all good until it hits home.
Yep, exactly.
When it hits home.
And some of them have already hit home. With certain things that has happened within the almost year that he's been in office, and it hit home, and it's like, oh, now y'all want it. What, once again, hopefully them same people that got him in there will get him out.
At. You know why? Because then you got to admit that you fucked up.
Oh, yeah, you do
and
have
they're
to
not going to admit that. They're not going to admit that. They're not going to admit that they fucked up. They're not going to do that.
I doubt that too.
They rather chop off their own foot than admit that they backed the wrong person.
Oh, some people are regretting it because you remember that women's march where all those women were marching, and that's when someone said, "Wait a minute, 50% of white women voted for him in the election." And I'm like, "Oh wow, oh really?"
And they still going back. Listen, it is what it's going to be. But all I can say is, just still get out there and vote, and do the damn
get
thing.
Out there.
Make it happen.
Yeah,
listen,
your voice be heard.
I don't know what's going on with Hot Rod and tomorrow night, but everybody, if you can, tune in. The Absolute Truth with Hot Rod, K Dog, Sean Black, and Tisha T.
Yeah.
On Blog Talk Radio, The Absolute Truth, 10:30 p.m. K-Dog, Big Red,
yep.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure.
Rock the vote.
Get out there and rock the vote. That's it. That's all you can do.
Right.
All right, y'all.
That's all you can
with
do.
That, be heard. Another one in the can. Have a good night, everybody.
That's not
all
good
right.
Night, y'all.
Later, guys.
Later, y'all.
Later.
Later.